In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order calling for more protection of free speech on college campuses. But that order also includes plans for the government to publish data on how graduates from universities end up doing financially, broken down by school and by degree program. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Department of Education already provides some information about student debt and repayment obligations. Elaine Rubin at Edvisors says President Trump's order calls for
more information, more transparency. Students, if they were able to get jobs after, how much loan debt do they have? How much are they earning?
So someone considering a degree in education from the University of Michigan, for instance, could find out how previous education grads are doing. Beth Akers at the Free Market-Oriented Manhattan Institute says advocates of liberal arts degrees will likely push back.
It certainly may be the case that these programs are providing value not measurable in financial terms, but it's also the case that we have a system that puts the burden on students.
The Obama administration required only career training schools, mostly for-profits, to provide this information. President Trump's plan extends that to all schools where students use federal student loans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.